This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by the Nishmas Moshe Ben Lipman, Oliver Shalom, whose yahrzeit was yesterday.
Gimel Tishri, Wednesday the 19th of September, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur.
The Gemara in Yuma and in Brochus, a few places in Shach, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, V'nisem es nafshei seichem b'tisha, that we have a chiyuv to fast on the ninth day of Tishri, b'erev, in the evening, so that means on Yom Kippur, on the 10th day of Tishri, and the Gemara asks, why does the Pasuk say it says Tisha on the ninth day of Tishri? So the Gemara says, Eloi Malach to tell you, kol ha'oichel v'sheitze v'tshi, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishri, on Erev Yom Kippur, ma'ala ala v'kosev is counted as ki'ilu his ana tshi v'asir, as if he fasted on the ninth and the 10th day of Tishri. So the Shaila Odom Foshim ask is, why does the Gemara say ki'ilu his ana tshi v'asir, as if he fasted on the ninth and the 10th? Well, it's as if he fasted on the ninth, but on the 10th he's actually going to fast. He is going to fast on the 10th. So why is it only ki'ilu his ana tshi v'asir, as if he fasted on the ninth and the 10th? On the ninth, it's taka as if he fasted, because he's eating, and it's nechshav as if he fasted. But on the 10th, he is actually going to fast. So many mefarshim say that the pshat is that the schar that a person is going to get is as if he actually fasted 2 days. Everyone knows it's harder to fast 2 days than to fast 1 day. So, this, you know, lefum tzare agre, the more pain, the more tzare you have doing a mitzvah, the more schar you get. So for just fasting a 10th day, that's 1 day of inu. But if the fasting on the 10th day is going to be nechshav as if you fasted 2 days, the 9th and the 10th. So you get schar for fasting on the 10th as if you actually fasted on the 9th. And the pain on the 10th was much more severe. So you get the schar for fasting on the 10th as if you actually fasted 2 days. So you'll get more schar. The Sfasemes says a Masech Chiddush. Sfasemes in Yuma says that by eating on the 9th day, that itself is as if you fasted 2 days. As if you fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Besides from what you're actually going to fast on the 10th day, eating on the 9th day, that already is as if you fasted 2 days. He says, what's pshat? Because he says, we say vidu on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, how does that make sense? Well, what's, of course, in Halacha says that we should say vidu on Erev Yom Kippur, in case you'll get stuck in Yisuda and you won't be able to say the vidu on Yom Kippur. But what does it help you saying vidu on Erev Yom Kippur? Vidu has to be on Yom Kippur, on the 10th day of Tishri, B'Shas, when you're fasting. What does that make up when you say vidu on Erev Yom Kippur? How is that going to help you? So he says, yeah, because eating on the 9th day is as if you fasted, not only the 9th, as if you actually fasted the 10th day. That's what the Gemara says. Ki'ilu isan achiva, say, as if you fasted the 9th and the 10th day. It's nechshav ben Ribbono Shel Olam when you eat on the 9th, on Erev Yom Kippur, as if you actually fasted on Yom Kippur, and therefore when you go and you say the vidu on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if you're saying the vidu on Yom Kippur itself at the time that you're fasting. And that's why the Gemara speaks to that in that way. I saw from Rav Shira Belzer, he says a different idea in what the inyan of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is. He says, we say in the davening of Yom Kippur, Chelbi v'domi, my flesh, my fat and my blood, hanima petzoimi, that I lose through my fasting, tmur chalovim v'domim, is instead of the chelev and the dam that one should be makriv on Yom Kippur, the kabbalah should be makriv on Yom Kippur. So he says, when a person fasts, what he loses from his blood and from his fat, from himself, that's as mamish like a korban that a person is makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, if a person, chas v'chalila, through the year, eats things that he shouldn't eat, or you don't eat it in the right way, with the brachas that you're supposed to do, so he says, and you go and you fast in Yom Kippur, and that flesh and blood, you're being makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want it. It's a korban posel, he says, it's like pigol. It's a korban posel that you're giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore he says we should eat on Erev Yom Kippur and fill yourself up with food that Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's going to eat it in a proper way, with ripe brachas on Erev Yom Kippur, no one will do anything wrong. So, and then you go and you fast on Yom Kippur, so you're taking that, what you gained on Erev Yom Kippur, and you're giving that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is a korban that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. So therefore he gave us the mitzvah of achil on Erev Yom Kippur in order that what we give to the Ribbono Shel Olam should be in a proper way. Now, just an halacha part of it. As the Rambam l'choyah holds that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though it's just a drasha and a pasuk, but he says that it's not just a drasha. The Kesef Mishlan, it's a d'rabbanan, it's an asmachta, it's a nice drasha and a pasuk, but it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Now the shayla is, how much does one have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur to be mekayim the mitzvah? So the Mechas Chinuch has a very big chiddush. He says the mitzvah, the chiyuv of inu on Yom Kippur, everyone knows, the shiur to be over on inu on Yom Kippur is not a kezayis. Normally achil is b'kezayis, it's b'kesebes, a bigger shiur than a kezayis. Kesebes. Why? Because to take yourself out of the situation of inu has to be a kesebes, a bigger shiur. So he says on Erev Yom Kippur that a mitzvah is to eat and not to be in the matzav of inu. So the shiur is going to be the opposite of what you're going to be over on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, to take away the inu of the shiur, is kesebes. So an Erev Yom Kippur, to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating, should be the opposite of inu. Then you're going to have to eat a kesebes in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's not like there's stories about certain gedolim that used to go around with raisins, or shailas about sucking a sweet or something. But if you're mechas chinuch, the mitzvah is eating a kesebes, then that's for sure you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the Ksav Sofer says a big chiddush. Ksav Sofer says, what happens if a person had nothing to eat through the day? He couldn't manage to eat, or he didn't have anything to eat, and just a few minutes before Yom Tov, he says it's already in the Zman of Tisefes Yom Kippur, Mamish, when we don't eat anymore, it's not doing Raisa yet. And he manages to get hold of some food. What should he do? So Ksav Sofer says that he should eat a kezayis, and he'll be in the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur, but he won't be over the issa of eating in Yom Kippur, because the shiur of eating in Yom Kippur is, as we said, is a kesebes. He's only going to be eating a kezayis, so he'll have the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, and on the other hand, he won't be over on inu on Yom Kippur, because he's only eating a kezayis, he's not eating a kesebes. Then the shayla is, when does the chiyuv start? The chiyuv eating an Erev Yom Kippur, when does that start? So the Magen Avraham brings from the Shlo that the chiyuv starts at night. The night before, there's already a chiyuv mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. But the Goen brings a guy from Rashi Ksubas. The Goen brings a guy from Rashi Ksubas that the Gemara discusses about Shechit over there, and the Gemara says, the Erev Yom Kippur is Le Ravcha. He has plenty of time. Rashi explains, because the mitzvah only starts a day, so he has the whole night time to prepare the meal and to shecht, whatever the discussion of the Gemara is there. But it's clear over there that the Chiyuv only starts by day, and therefore he has the whole night to prepare. That's the guy that the Gaon brings, that the Chiyuv only starts by day. Then Rabbi Kveger has a Shaila in Tshuva Simen Tezayin. If Noshim are mechuyev with a mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. So the first tzad, of course, is that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gomer. It's a mitzvah on a particular time, a particular day. Noshim are potter from all mitzvahs saseh shazman gomer. So Noshim should not be mechuyev with a mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. But then he says, maybe the pasuk speaks out the mitzvah in a loshon of inu, and Noshim are mechuyev with a chiyuv of inu on Yom Kippur. So maybe there'll also be mechuyev with the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Yes, the first side is the mitzvah of Tesei Shazman Gomer, so Noshim will not be mechuyev. Or the other side is that because the mitzvah of eating is spoken out in a way of inu, so whoever will be mechuyev with inu will also be mechuyev with eating Erev Yom Kippur. So the Mechas Chinuch wants to say that it's told if it's a deraisa or derabbanan. He says if it's a deraisa, we're going to say it's a mitzvah of Tesei Shazman Gomer, and Noshim are not going to be mechuyev. If it's the Rabbanon, we can say that the Rabbanon will mechayev them, that's why the Rabbanon spoke it out in such a way, to show that Noshim are going to be mechuyev, and they will mechayev Noshim also with this mitzvah. And the Ksav Sofer takes on, that, he says, it's like Shazocha v'shomoy. The Chazal Darshan calls Yeshnoi b'shmira, Yeshnoi b'schira. So therefore here also, whoever's going to be mechuyev with Inu, on Yom Kippur itself is going to be mechuyev with a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur.
Especially if it's regarded as zimus.
Huh? If it has to be that shiur kilo sam. Yeah. Oh, then the Ksav Sofer says And there's another reason maybe why we can say that Noshama Mechuyev. Rashi in Yuma says, Kala Oichol V'Sheise, it's Rashi in Brochus. Rashi in Brochus it is. And Rashi says, Humitzad Hachone La'inu B'Yom Kippur. That eating an Erev Yom Kippur is a inyan of Hachone and preparing yourself for the Inu on Yom Kippur. So he says, Haskein Atzmacho B'Tisha, get yourself ready on the 9th of Tishri, Shetucha Lisanis B'Sor, that you shall be able to fast on the 10th. And the Torah also says, V'hu Me'ahavas Hashem Yisboch L'Yisrael, it's from the Ahava that the Rebbein Yisrael has to Klal Yisrael, that he gave them that mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, Shle Yadzik Le'matanis, they shouldn't be Nidzik from the Tanis. So says the Ksav Sefer, that if you see that it's an Indian, the whole mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is in order to be mechen and be ready for the Tainas on Yom Kippur. So he says, Noshim, though, even more schwach than men, more, it's also, of course they'll have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So as we started, if Kveg has a tzad, that it's a mitzvah sesa shazman goma, they should not be mechuyiv. Or the other tzad is that whoever's mechuyiv with Inu will be mechuyiv with the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, but if you just rashi in the Torah, it's possible that they'll be mechuyiv, because the whole Indian is to be mechin yourself and be ready for the tainus. Whoever's going to be mechuyiv with the tainus will be mechuyiv with eating an Erev Yom Kippur. And he brings from the Maril that there was a lady that made a nether that she won't eat during a week, only Shabbos and Yom Tov. Only Shabbos and Yom Tov she'll eat. So his shaila is Erev Yom Kippur considered a Yom Tov or not? So he says, you see from his shaila that Avada Nashim HaMuchayiv. Of course, Nashim HaMuchayiv eats. His whole shaila is, if Erev Yom Kippur is considered a Yom Tov or not, so therefore she'll be able to eat because she says that she's allowed to eat an Yom Kippur, or it's not a Yom Tov, so she won't be able to eat. Avada Nashim are going to be Muchayiv. So I saw another Raya, that Nashim are Potter for the mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Kedushin wants to bring a Raya to mitzvah Sasesha Azman Kroma. The Gemara is trying to find other cases that are doima to tefillin, that are mitzvahs to Eraisa, and Nashim are Potter. And the Gemara looks for two or three, so there should be a Shnei Ksuvim Avoyim Keachod, or a Shloisha Ksuvim. You should have three times in the Torah where Nashim are not Mechoyev. And the Gemara says, so the Gemara brings Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel. These are three mitzvahs that Noshim, opposite, and Noshim are Mechuyev, with mitzvahs, Aseisha, Zman, Matzah, and Simcha, and Hakel. These are three mitzvahs that are on particular times of the year, and Noshim are Mechuyev. So Tosfos says, Akasha, that Simcha, we can't count, because Abai holds that Simcha is not the lady's Chiyev, it's a Chiyev on her husband to be Mesameach the Isha, so we can't count Simcha, because it's not her mitzvah. So Tosfos says we have Kiddush. Rabbi Kvega asks on Kiddush because Kiddush is only the Rabbanon, and we are trying to find the mitzvah story Reise, like Tefillin, that Noshim are Mechuyev, even though it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Kroma. So the Gemara is having a difficulty in finding three mitzvahs that are mitzvah Saseh Shazman Kroma and Noshim are Mechuyev. So I saw the Kasha, why doesn't Tosfos bring the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Kroma, and as we said, Noshim are going to be Mechuyev with it. So Lechoyer will be a guide, and Noshim are not Mechuyev with the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah? Or we can say, no, that this is only, we started off with the Machlekes, if the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a Reise or the Rabbanon. So it could be Tosfos holds that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a Rabbanon. And the Gemara is trying to find three cases that we have mitzvahs to Reise, like Tfilin, that are mitzvahs to Seisha Zman Gom and Noshim Mechuyev. And maybe Tosfos holds the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is only the Rabbanon, therefore Noshim are not going to be Mechuyev. Okay, then the Shaila is, with a choyle. A choyle that can't fast in Yom Kippur. So right, it's going to be depending what the svara of chiyuv of eating Erev Yom Kippur is. If the chiyuv is, like we said in Rashi, that the chiyuv is in order to be ready and to be muchen for fasting on Yom Kippur, so a choyle that won't be muchayev with eating on Yom Kippur, then he won't have the chiyuv of eating Erev Yom Kippur. The Ksav Sofer says, what's going to be with an isha that's a choyle? So you can have both combinations. An isha that mitzad echad, it's a mitzvah saseisha zman kroma, is not going to be mechuyev. And vayta she's a choyle, so she wouldn't have to eat mitzad echad either. But then he brings the shayach shuvah, Ben Yonashai Tshuva Shadalet, he brings two times. He brings the first time that you should be muchan to eat an Erev Kippur. And then he brings another time. He says, the lashon is, it's mishum sudas yomtiv. Eating an Erev Kippur is a sudas yomtiv. The be'emes yom kippur hu yomtiv gadol. Eating yom kippur itself is a big yomtiv. Yom mechilas avoynas, a day that the Rebbeinu Shloim is moichel all the avoynas. But we can't eat on yom kippur, it's a chiv to fast. Hilkach oichlem sudas yomtiv Erev Kippur. Therefore we go and we eat a suda on Erev Kippur, because on Yom Kippur we have to fast. And that eating on Erev Kippur is a sudas yomtiv. So Lefizeh, he says, an Isha, a Choyle, everyone will have to eat on Erev Kippur. It's nothing to do with being ready and fasting on Yom Kippur, so it's totally if you're going to eat or not. It's a Sudas Yomtev for Mechilas Avonis that we're going to get. Therefore, even in Isha, a Mitzvah Isha, Zman Grama, whatever the Svar should be, everyone will be Mechuyav and eating Erev Yom Kippur for the actual Sudas Yomtev that we have on Mechilas Avonis. So just repeat and go over a few more Nafkeminas between these two Tamim. So Reb Chaim Kaufman, he brings down six nafkeminas between the tamim. So the shaila, why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? So the Netziv wants to say that it's only a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mechen, and of course that's only going to work with one tzad, only if it's a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be ready and to be muchen to fast on Yom Kippur. So it's only a hechsher mitzvah. You don't make brachas on hechsher mitzvah. Of course, if the time is going to be al sudas yomtiv, then the shayla is still there. Why don't we make a brachas on Erev Kippur? And the same shayla is, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, why is it not counted in the tayag mitzvahs? So the mafashim say, because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvahs are not counted. That's all these two shaylas. So rather only in the tzad it's a hechsher mitzvah, not if it's a mitzvah itself al sudas yomtiv. Then the Netziv is another shaila. What's going to be if someone knows that he can't fast, that he has koyach to fast even without eating an Erev Kippur? He's a strong person. He can fast without eating an Erev Kippur. So he says, about it, he wouldn't have to eat. The whole Indian is to be mucha and to eat an Erev Kippur. So he wouldn't have a chiv to eat. He knows he can fast without. But about it, if the time is to be to al sudas yomtiv, then he's going to have to eat whatever the case is. Another nafkimina is, as we mentioned, the choyle that won't be able to eat on Yom Kippur. If the time is to be muchen, he wouldn't have to eat. And if it's al sudas yomtiv, the choyle will have to eat. And the other one we mentioned was noshim. If it's al mitzvah, I say, if it's al being muchen, of course, they will have to eat. And the last shayla is, the mechitzchinuch has a shayla, do you have to eat a midah amazing, something that fills you up? Something that fills you up. You mentioned the Mechaschinach, it says the Shias are Kesevas, but then the poison of Shai, you have to eat a midah, the maize is something that's filling. So this is also going to be told in the Tutsadim. If it's al Sudas Yomtiv, whatever's considered a Suda, you're going to be Yotzi Yomitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv. But if it's al to be Muchen and have to Koyach, the fast in Yom Kippur, then you're going to have to eat a midah, the maize, something that fills you up. So you mentioned the Shai Tshuva, that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is Sudas Yomtiv for the Mechilas Avonis. And everyone knows the beginning of the Rabbeinu Yonash, Shai Tshuva, it starts off with a Toivois Asher Heitiv in Bruav. One of the biggest Toivois the Rabbeinu Shalom did with Klal Yisrael is Ki Heichin Lehem Adech, he set out for them the path, La'alois Mitoich Pachas Maseem, that they can climb out and the bad meisim that they do. They have a way out, they do tshuva, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepts it. If you do it in the proper way, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam accepts the tshuva as if you never did it. And that's what everyone, if you think into it, it is a sudas yomtiv, because it's a massive chesed that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing it. If you think in a melech basa vodam, if someone rebels against the melech, there's no way out. And Rebbeinu Shel Olam goes, and he's moichel aveis as if we never did it. Of course it's not easy, we have charotah, we have Kabbalah, we have Vidu, we have to do it in the proper way. So I heard a marshal, what's Charata? There was a person many years ago, and he was a very poor person. He worked in the coal mines for years and years, 40, 50 years, and he got his few pounds every week, and he managed to live, pay his rent and a bit of food, And he had a minig. Every week he used to go and buy a lottery ticket. In those days he had to fill it in and post it and send it off. Make sure he gets there in time. And Imam Ishi is a very poor person, and that's why he worked in, and that's what his minig. Every week he filled in the paper and sent it off. And then in the evening, at night, he used to go and tune in and listen to the results, and that's what went on week after week for many, many years. And one week, he went and he bought his, filled in his paper, and put the numbers in, and it comes at night and he listens into the numbers, and lucky him, he won the lottery. And he was overwhelmed and excited, and he was dreaming about his new house and his holidays and everything he's going to have, his millions. And he went and he called over his friends, and they went and they partied, and they went out to eat and drink, and he had a bit of change that he still had left over, and he was ready to go and pay, and he puts his hand in his pocket, and he pulls, and he sees the envelope, he forgot to post it. This is charata. This is the person that had charata. That was the feeling of charata the person had. He had all the dreams, everything with him, but he forgot to post it. The Rebbe Yishlaim gives us that opportunity to go and post it again, to go and take that koiches and the schus, and the Rebbe Yishlaim accepts that tshuva. And that is what the yontav is. We make a yontav, and shtaka ol bizoicha. The Rebbe Yishlaim should accept that tshuva, and shuva zoicha to igmach asimateva.